Ben Rice, 3-for-5 with a home run. Judge, 2-for-4 with a home run. 2-run bomb straightaway center field. And Bellinger went 3-for-4, a home run. So the meat of the Yankees order, 8-of-13, 3 home runs, 5 runs, 4 RBIs. And when you're looking for the meat for your order, choose Boar's Head, committed to craft since 1905. Who doesn't love a little Boar's Head cold cuts? I'll tell you that. There was nothing like watching Dove back in the day at Astoria open up his Boar's Head cold cuts for his breakfast.
They weren't Boar's Head because Boar's Head's not kosher, but there were kosher breads.
And you had the avocado. You had everything. It was an amazing eating experience at the old Kaufman Astoria Studios, Dove. You know that,
it's
right?
It's been transferred here, too.
Yeah.
No, it hasn't.
Moose, he's legitimately eating an avocado as we speak.
Oh, does he have the bagged avocado?
It was in a bag, but it wasn't in a bagged avocado.
It was a regular avocado plus some guacamole to give it a little flavor on some matzah.
There you go, Dove. I mean, it's your legend. I mean, you are a legendary FAN personality. Paul in Monmouth Beach is up next in the fan. What's going on, Paul?
Thanks for taking my call. Again, we're talking about Anthony Volpe. Why don't they correct the problem? All right. As long as he continues in his little league stance, one of two things are going to happen. He's either going to hit the top of the bat, which is a pop up, or he's going to hit a ground ball if it hits the bottom of the bat. And occasionally, like a blind squirrel, like he did yesterday in his, I think it was his third at bat, he hit a long fly ball to left field. To me, that corrects the problem. If the Yankees are going to stay with them, where's the batting coach? Pitchers now know they're throwing 95-plus. All you have to do is throw it letter high, and that's what's going to happen, ground ball or a pop-up, because he has to rise up from his stance. And nobody's trying to correct the problem.
The idea that you don't think the Yankees are trying to correct any kind of problem. I mean, I think they're working with Anthony Volpe. It just has not connected, right? So we can look at the way that he approaches the launch angle, the fact that, you know, the swing is maybe too, is not flat enough. But that's where baseball is nowadays. It really is. I don't think his approach at the plate is particularly good. Listen, I also think it's been, sometimes seasons get lost. I also think like Anthony Volpe probably needs a little bit of a reset and a mental break. He's clearly taken his offensive struggles into the field. He's been on the attack. He's got sent to, been sent to the bench for a couple of days, came back. He's 0 for his last 8. His on base percentage is .269. He's barely hitting over .200 on the season. So you can focus in on the home runs and the power has been there. I get it. I mean, when I was growing up watching Major League Baseball, I mean, when guys were hitting like .205, they weren't everyday players. You know, it's all changed. And like to an extent, I get it. To an extent, I don't. Like, I really think putting the ball in play and action and making guys go out there and do their jobs consistently, I think it's going to be to the benefit of the team that's up at the plate. The penchant for the strikeout not being a big deal, I think, is kind of mind-boggling when you look at Major League Baseball and the approach that you get in today's day and age. But yeah, I think we're reaching a point here where if you're the Yankees, even despite how much you have defended him and how much you have told you how great he is or that he's going to find it or we believe in him or he's still our everyday shortstop or, yeah, I don't understand why he threw to second base, but, it's still a bit, and it rationalizing out bad decisions on the field, you're going to come a point in time where you're just going to say, well, maybe we have a better option now. If we're trying to win this year, if we're trying to get back to the Fall Classic, if we're trying to win a World Series this year, and just realize and wash your hands and say, well, maybe we need to begin again with Anthony Volpe going into next year. Not that you're turning a blind eye to him, not that you're saying that it's over or that his Yankee career is over, but just for the here and now, it just is not good enough.
Yeah, I agree, but I still think that stance of his, he's had the same stance. The stance is good, it worked, but pitchers are smart. Pitchers are smart, and they know he was hitting before. They changed their strike zone on him. And
yeah, I mean, Paul, I mean, but you could look at, there are other guys that have a penchant for stringing at, you know, fastballs up a part of the strike zone, even though they have nothing to, and they can do nothing with the pitch because it's tantalizing and pitchers know that. So, you know, if you're looking at the stats, I'm looking more so at the approach and what kind of hitter, and what you deem to be a successful plate appearance and what is failure. And what do you emphasize with your hitters? DJ in East Brunswick is up next to the fan. What's going on, DJ?
Hey, what's going on, Moose? How are you?
I'm doing well, DJ. How are you?
Another day. So a few callers back at, you were talking about quarterbacks, and it made me think, I've thought this for a long time, the traditional quarterback is gone. You know, it's just this new wave of quarterbacks that just want to run. Nobody wants to really slide or move up in the pocket as much anymore. I mean, it sucks to think about that it's like this, but I don't think we're ever going to see a true Peyton Manning, Drew Brees again.
Well, I don't know if ever. I think I don't think you're going to see them. I don't think that's going to be your prototypical quarterback. Like, yeah, it's hard to say you'll never see that guy again, because I think talent is talent. And I think if you've got the arm talent, you can go out there and make throws. You can throw into tight windows, throw guys open, throw under pressure, step up in the pocket, realizing you're taking a hit, going to go out there and deliver the football, have got the arm strength and the size to be able to do it. The game slows down, understand where you need to go with the football before the ball is snapped, understanding what the defense is doing. Like, all those things that we talk about, what a quarterback needs to do in the National Football League. I just think when we've defined the quarterback position from 20 or 30 years ago, that definition of the quarterback and what you're looking for in the National Football League is significantly different now than it was, you know, 20, 30 years ago.
Yeah. All right, Moose, thank you for the call. Let's go Mets.
Yeah, you got it. Let's go Mets. You should be excited about that. But, I mean, it doesn't mean that, you know, there won't be that kind of prospect that comes along that is too good to where you're going to say no as an organization just because they don't necessarily have the great movement outside the pocket. But more often than not, you're looking at NFL teams, they're looking for guys that can be able to move, throw on the run, throw off platform, move the pocket, can scramble for first downs, athletic, like all the things, moxie, confidence, everything, be a leader, be a captain, you know, be one of the faces of the team, but also be able to deliver the football when the pressure's on. So there's a lot that goes into it. We know when we go through the NFL draft process over the years, there's a lot of teams that swing and miss and how they look at quarterbacks, how they grade them out, and we've seen a lot of first-round failures. There's no doubt about it. And that, honestly, is going to go out there and continue because teams have a very difficult time of being able to look at college football, looking at a prospect, and being able to figure out whether or not he can or can't transition to the National Football League successfully.